Committees in Haines and Skagway ponder borough involvement in marijuana business regulation. And an adaptive ski workshop empowers people with disabilities to hit the slopes. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Haines Chamber of Commerce's Marijuana Committee decided last week to make recommendations to the Assembly regarding the future of pot businesses in the borough. They decided to recommend sticking with the state rules. Just how much the borough will get involved in things like taxes, zoning, and enforcement will ultimately be left up to the Assembly. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott signed off on the state's 127-page draft regulations around marijuana businesses on Friday, but the Alaska Department of Law shot down two sections that the Marijuana Control Board will have to resolve. One issue involves national criminal background checks, which is expected to be rectified in the legislature. The second discrepancy makes testing pot, especially in rural communities, problematic. Testing equipment, which measures potency and checks for impurities, is expensive, and transporting marijuana by air to a testing facility is not allowed. The Marijuana Control Board's regulations skirted the issue by accepting alternative means of testing if, quote, geographic location and transportation limitations would make it otherwise impossible. But according to a release from Cynthia Franklin, the director of the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, the Department of Law nixed the language because it doesn't offer details regarding what constitutes geographic location or transportation limitation. Franklin said the department considered the board's compromise risky because it could encourage a prospective marijuana establishment to move to a place that would allow them to cut testing corners. The matter is still up in the air. In Haines, the discussion around marijuana businesses hasn't gotten past the chamber's pot committee. Last week, the group decided that the state's rules around cultivation, retail outlets, testing, and product manufacturing were sufficient and chose to recommend no further action to the assembly. Committee member Stephanie Scott said having the borough implement additional restrictions would be redundant.
But it's not at all necessary. I don't think it gets us anything to set up a local regulatory authority. I think it's just a layer of bureaucracy that we don't need.
But the assembly can implement taxes, more zoning restrictions, conditional use requirements, or they could put a moratorium on pot businesses in the borough. Under the state's draft law, a home rule municipality or local government can decide how they want to proceed. Earlier this week, the Wasilla City Council voted to ban pot establishments within city limits. It's one on a growing list of Alaska towns that have outlawed commercial marijuana establishments entirely. Tom Ely is the chair of the Chamber's marijuana group. He agreed that the state regulations cover all aspects. He said he expects the topic to come up at the February 9th assembly meeting, though the agenda is not set. He added that he hasn't heard of anyone champing at the bit to open a store or facility here. Logistics and expenses are probably the two big reasons why, he said.
I just don't see Haines being a huge commercial marijuana mecca. We're just too isolated.
But it could be a good draw for the tourism season. One big question has been how visitors who buy marijuana would be able to legally consume it. The updated state regulations released earlier this month allow a retail facility to let patrons consume marijuana after they've purchased it. Social clubs, where people bring their own weed or infused products, are not allowed under state law. Tourism Director Leslie Ross reminded the committee that advertising marijuana businesses is very restricted, so marketing might be a little tricky.
It's illegal to put an ad out saying, come to Haines and smoke pot. You know, you can't do that.
Alaska rules state that a business is allowed to have three signs and that advertisements must be a certain distance from schools and include health warnings. Chamber of Commerce Director Deborah Schnabel disagreed with the committee's hands-off approach. She said that without more specific local guidelines, the situation could turn into a confusing, contentious mess. She related it to the controversy around heliports and heliskiing.
If you want to repeat the helicopter issue with marijuana, you go right ahead. I just thought that this was an opportunity for the community to make a proposal to say something like, this is where we want this to happen, mm-hmm. and this is how we want it to happen.
The state regulations require commercial marijuana establishments to be 500 feet away from schools, youth centers, churches, and correctional facilities. In Skagway, the Planning and Zoning Commission sent recommendations to the Assembly amending its code to include marijuana businesses in zoning restrictions. Pot businesses and cultivation facilities would need a conditional use permit to operate in various zones, and some areas are off limits completely. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch said the commission is recommending that the waterfront zone in Skagway be off limits for any commercial marijuana operations, while retail stores and outdoor cultivation facilities be banned from residential areas. Other areas, including industrial zones, would, for the most part, need a conditional use permit. Those suggestions will go before the Skagway Assembly at the February 4th meeting, pending the borough attorney's go-ahead. Other than zoning, Skagway committees have not recommended any other changes to the state laws. But, like Haines, that could all change once the pot issue goes before the Assembly. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Locals of all ages and abilities braved the rain this weekend in Haines for adaptive ski lessons by instructors from Eagle Crest Ski Area in Juneau. The Learn to Adapt program includes sit skiing and assisted instruction for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, seniors, and kids. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the story.
Doris Peck is 86 and has never been skiing. But she says it's never too late to try something new.
Well, I've been told there's nothing to fear about it.
She gets towed by snow machine to the top of a gentle slope at the parade grounds in Haines. She says she's nervous about tipping over in the modified sit ski, but instructors assure her it's secure.
You're not going anywhere.
But you're not going to turn me over.
Nope. Nobody's turning you over.
Stay. No, that's not part of my job description. My job description is to drive slow.
Very slow.
And if you want me to stop, just say stop and I'll stop.
Lindsay Helvec is the Outdoor Recreation and Community Access Program Director in Juneau. She was one of a handful of instructors on hand for the day. Helvec says adaptive skiing offers those with impairments a sense of freedom.
Sometimes, especially in the wintertime, it's hard to get out of your house and really feel like you're living an independent life and get to have some fun and get the recreation pieces that everyone else is getting to enjoy all winter long. So it makes a huge difference.
The program has been going on in Juneau for 7 years. Last year's event in Haines was canceled due to a lack of snow, but this year there was just enough snow and slush to make the ride down the hill enjoyable.
We have Nordic sit skis, downhill sit skis, as well as some walkers that can help people kind of maneuver the snow. We also have stand-up outriggers, which can help with some balance, or if you have an amputation, that sort of thing. We also just have a lot of kind of adaptive teaching techniques and knowledge.
Helvec says adaptive skiing is for anyone, not just those with physical disabilities.
It could be somebody with a mental illness, it could be somebody with traumatic brain injury, or maybe a developmental disability, or even just an injury. Say, you know, you like have a really bad knee and you need some adaptation to really ski, we can make it happen.
Haines's Bill Annis, better known around here as Radio Man Bill, has never been on skis before Saturday, as far as he remembers. He sat in the adaptive sit ski apparatus. A childhood accident left him with limited function on his left side, but he works to maintain his independence. After a couple times down the slope, Annis tries an outrigger along with the sit ski. Here's Helvec explaining the setup.
Yep, you got a little ski on the bottom of the crutch, and so that way you can kind of slide it on the snow, and you know how you were putting your arms out to one side to turn?
Uh-huh.
This you can glide on the snow out one side and it'll guide your turn and helps.
Okay.
A little stability. They're not for leaning on because they do slide.
After getting hooked to the snow machine for a tow up the hill, Annis was off for another try.
You ready to go up?
Yeah, let's do it.
The outrigger helped him turn better, he says, all smiles when he gets to the bottom.
It's easy as a rider per se. I don't know how it would feel coming down on fresh snow with a pair of skis.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, across the grounds, Eagle Crest Ski School coordinator Thomas Hall was giving a lesson to Roger Clay on how to maneuver in downhill skis. He took to it with gusto and got a couple of spills out of the way early on.
No one in the history of skiing has ever skied without falling. It's just part of it. But it's soft snow. Usually if you fall down, you just own it. You owned it, you earned it, wear with pride.
Yep.
Okay, because
Hall says adaptive ski lessons are offered at Eagle Crest every weekend. Meanwhile, 86-year-old Peck didn't tip over, not even close, as she finished the run with a big grin.
Did it! You can check that off a bucket list.
After conquering the slope, Peck says it wasn't so scary, but she was decisive when her instructors asked her if she wanted to go again.
One more?
No, go.
Over the course of the day, the rain came and went, as did about a dozen participants. And everyone finished happy. Instructor Hall says that's what they live for. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.